It's America Weekend, my friend. Thank you so much for joining us. It's your pals, Valerie Smaldone.
And Leslie Gold.
And so, Leslie, I, as you know, love to read food and wine-ish magazines and articles about that ilk.
You're right? A true foodie. You love food. You love the experience of a great restaurant. You read about food in your spare time. You're all about food even when you're not eating it.
Yeah, and I photograph food and drink. And I've started to put my photos on Instagram now. I'm getting a lot
you
of attention.
You do?
Yeah.
You do?
Yes, I do.
For artwork? For fun? What do you do?
Well, the other day, for example, my friend Teresa and I created a brand new cocktail out of necessity because we were missing something.
And it was you needed to drink. It was an emergency, drinking emergency?
It was an after-dinner drink because we already had a whole lot of wine.
Okay.
And this was now going to be a refreshing cocktail along with the ice cream and berries that she was providing for us. So we went through the cabinet and we created this drink. And it was this beautiful tangerine color drink with an orange on the side. And I asked her husband, you know, let's name it something to do with April, because it was done in April. Mm-hmm. And he named it Forever April.
Oh, that's all right.
I didn't love the name of it.
But it's
not bad. I wanted to give him his due. Posted it on Instagram. And I got these followers because people love photographs of food and drink.
Did you post the recipe as well?
Yeah, I did.
Oh.
I did. Yeah. People liked it.
Oh.
They liked it. So to your point, yes, I am this food enthusiast and drink enthusiast. Along those lines, reading an article in Food and Wine magazine made me pause. It made me pause because it was rethinking what people think about that breakfast is the most important meal of the day, which we've heard all our lives, right?
Yes.
Do you agree?
No, I think it's a lie.
Well, so does this article author.
I always have. Before you tell me what the author says, I'll tell you what I thought, which is a calorie is a calorie, and food is food, and if you're not hungry in the morning, it really doesn't make sense to stuff down some yogurt or pancakes or banana, whatever it is. You'll eat later. You'll get hungry later. What's the difference?
So it's no big deal for you. No problem. Just wait till you're hungry.
Correct. Sometimes I don't eat. Sometimes the first time I eat in a given day is 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Is that right?
Yes.
You skip right through lunch.
I'm busy, and that's the first time my body says, hey, don't forget about me.
Interesting.
Yes.
Well, here's the thing. I think if you eat the proper foods in the morning to feed your system, it's a good idea. But the point of this article is that how many people are doing the following. Eating cereal. I eat cereal like every morning.
You do?
I do. I'm a cereal person. It gets very boring after a while, but it's an easy thing to do. So it looks like half of all Americans start their day with cereal,
which is sugary and starchy and not so great anyway.
Right. Yeah, a lot of sugar. I don't tend to have a lot of sugar in mine, but most people do.
Mm-hmm.
And you're really supposed to have protein. You're supposed to have grains and protein and not this sugary carbohydrate. So that's number one. A lot of people eat what? Donuts.
Well, who can argue with a donut?
Okay.
A donut is a little slice of sugary heaven that fell out of the sky,
for God's sake. Author of the article says, it's a breakfast cake with a hole.
It's true.
Yeah.
Which, there's nothing wrong with that either. Why can't you? You know what? You're an adult. You can have dessert for breakfast if you want to.
Yes.
The police are not going to take you away.
However, there's 370 calories and 23 grams of fat. So it's not a good start to the day, is the point.
A donut is not a good item to eat anytime during the day.
Right.
But my point is, if you're going to eat it, there's nothing wrong with eating it at breakfast.
And then with your donut comes a cup of Joe.
Sure.
Best-selling drink in many areas is Frappuccino.
Oh, that's 47,000 calories.
Exactly. And fast food breakfast market has exploded. So the point of this is that it looks like it's a little bit of a commercial pitch for people to go out and have their breakfast because they go to McDonald's and they buy it.
Right. Well, it's certainly if you're near a Denny's, you can have it any time, day or night.
Yes, you can.
McDonald's is experimenting with all-day breakfast, which I applaud them for. It's a good idea. I never believed breakfast was the most important meal of the day. That's why I only have 7 cups of coffee in the morning. But I also don't believe this, that you have to have 8 glasses of water a day. I reject that theory as well. If you're thirsty, you'll drink. And if you keep drinking water all day, all you do is run to the bathroom. It's going through you and coming out. What's it doing for you?
Well, the idea is to flush out bad toxins in your body. And it's supposedly good for your skin and all of your organs. It's supposed to be a good idea.
I don't believe it.
I do think some people overdo the water, and they lug these enormous, like, gallons of liquid around with them everywhere they go, and it becomes a little bit too much. But so you don't have breakfast, you don't drink water,
correct,
but you have a lot of coffee.
I do. I have a lot of coffee, which I count as water because it has water in it. It's completely dehydrating, and it totally defeats the purpose of drinking water, yet I count it as water.
If you were to have breakfast, Leslie, what would it be?
Yogurt and a banana.
All right, that's a good
breakfast.
There's
nothing wrong with that.
No, I like that.
But I don't feel pressured.
Okay, no pressure.
I don't feel pressured to have breakfast.
Pressure is
off. Get off my back, breakfast.
It's America Weekend. Thank you for joining us. I'm Valerie Smaldone.
And Leslie Gold.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. This Wednesday marks the start of a long run from the West Coast to Washington to support military veteran brothers and sisters who didn't make it home. 2015's Run for the Wall. Today on American Biker Minute.
The Movie Man 6-second DVD review starts now.
Impersonating a comedy, The Wedding Ringer proves that money can't buy friends, a best man, or laughs. I'm out.
6-second reviews are brought to you by Marvel's Avengers Age of Ultron, now playing in theaters.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute, May 13th through the 22nd, the date for the 2015 cross-country motorcycle ride to Washington, D.C., as veterans and their families call for a complete accounting of POWs and MIAs. On the Run for the Wall, bikers will cross America on one of three routes, Central, Midway, and Southern, to converge at D.C. on Memorial Day. Bikers can make the entire run or meet up along the way. Information at short for Run for the Wall, letters rftw.org. American Biker Minute. Passport to the open road on two wheels.
Big success in a minute with George and Mary Lynn.
Which would you choose? $50 now or $100 a year from now?
Most people choose $50 now.
They're giving up a 100% return by not waiting.
A new study cited by Melanie Bauer from Scientific American shows a simple technique to make better financial decisions.
Imagine yourself enjoying the bigger reward now.
Then your brain thinks you're not waiting. But the future isn't clear, so it's important to picture it in detail.
Let's say you're saving for a down payment on a house.
See yourself living there, entertaining your friends, and enjoying your new entertainment center.
Fully experience it in your mind, and you'll be motivated to save so you can live it for real. That's big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
The Movie Man 6-second DVD review starts now.
A timely, important biopic and one of the best movies of the year. If you have a dream, march to see Selma. I mean,
6-second reviews are brought to you by Marvel's Avengers Age of Ultron, now playing in theaters.